Okay. What do you call low ground in a river valley where somebody might plant some crops?
Well, I just wouldn't know how to answer that.
It may not even apply around here because
no. Well, they do. No, well, not in a river ground. Usually they'll have some low ground down next to the down next to the branch or what they call the branch or something. They'll have some real wet ground down there. They might plant a little corn, but it drowns out around here so fast.
What'd you do?
He twisted my bow.
Well, I'll tell you, they're not many dirt roads in this part of the country. Used to
be
all dirt roads, but they all just about paved now.
Do people talk about different kinds of paved roads, or do they just call them all paved?
Well, they just call them all paved. It's paved roads here. Oh, it would be a different road to go to where you're going, something like that, you know, that's all paved roads here.
Well, is there a difference between a paved road with a light colored surface and a paved road with a black surface?
Well, your blacktop, Mother, is gravel road. See, blacktop where they just put a tar on it. And your gravel road where they put rocks on it. And they don't say too much, but it's usually just a highway or a paved road around here. Now, in West Virginia, where my husband's from, they call a blacktop. It's for this, you're not heavy gravel, it's not in it. And then they have the gravel roads where your big rocks, heavy rocks and things are in it. They don't do too much of that around here anymore.
Oh, do you have a term for a grassy strip that's, about this wide, maybe, between the sidewalk and the street? You may not have a term for that either, because I haven't noticed any of that.
No, we don't have sidewalks around here.
Okay. What do you call a ditch by the side of a road out in level country? It's the kind of a ditch that's made when they make the road and they have to scoop up some of the dirt to put it in the middle, and it leaves a ditch. Do you have a name for that?
Nothing more than I know, but this ditch.
Okay, fine. Do you have a name for a worthless old dog that just sits around and doesn't do any work?
My grandfather, when he had hound dogs, he wouldn't have a name for that.
Yeah. Mongrel.
Huh?
A mongrel or a mutt. Unless they were a breed dog, he had breed dog and the hound dogs. He had the real highly breed dogs, and he didn't let them breed with nothing but his kind of dog.
Uh-huh.
Other than that, they were a sooner.
Had you ever used the term sooner?
Well, you don't have too much to do with dogs, too. And my grandfather was a dog.
I don't know.
Okay.
Dog much.
What name do you have for the gentle sound that a horse makes before feeding? He goes, something like that.
Well, you know, I think it's always been called braying.
Even the gentle sound.
Yeah, braying.
A whinny, Mama.
Huh?
A whinny. You know,
a whinny, that's right.
Brays when they make the loud noise. The whinnies when they make a real soft noise. Hadn't seen no horses around here, so I don't hardly know. I tell you, it's been so many years.
We used to have a lot of horses and mules and everything, you know, but now we don't have that around here now. It's all the tractors and things now.
Yeah, that's right.
Don't tear them a little plane up.
Okay, what do you call a chicken bone that's shaped like that children like to play with? They hold on to, one holds on to each end and they pull it.
Well, you know, that used to, you know, a lot of people call, you know, this two different. Some of them, you know, would say wing.
No, that's your wing.
Wait now. And then they would pick pulley bone.
That's what she's talking about. Pulley bone.
Pulley bone.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.